Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 23. We are in Psalm 23 so often. So often. I was telling someone that if the Lord tarries and the Lord allows me to stay in the ministry, I believe that's going to be one that when you look it up in sermon audio, it's just going to be list after list after list. I just constantly come back to Psalm 23. And when I do, I usually begin that message by explaining why we are once again in Psalm 23. I'm not going to do that tonight other than to say I just needed it. I just needed to be here. Just needed to be here tonight. You know, technically, I'm a grown adult. Even though I don't always feel like one, or I guess technically I am. Technically, I'm a grown man. But do you know, honestly, as a grown adult, do you know what I want and what I need? And I'm being very, very serious here. Do you know what I sincerely and desperately want and desperately, desperately need? I want to know that someone is in charge of me. I want to know that. I want to know that someone is taking care of me. I understand that I'm a grown man. I understand that. But I need to know that somebody is taking care of me. Somebody is watching over me. Somebody is in charge of me. I do not want to be out in the wild, out in the wide open, subject to every danger that's on every side. I want to be in the safety of a fold. That's where I want to be. I was looking so forward to coming here tonight. I love being in the fold. I just do. I like being here. And in this life, I want to be in the safety of a fold. I want to be in the protection of a safe haven. I want to be in the provision of somebody who cares for me. I want a shepherd. That's what I want. I want a shepherd. That's why I need this psalm so often. It's because verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is my shepherd. It gives me so much comfort every time I hear, I have a shepherd. It truly does. I could not imagine going through this life without the comfort of knowing that. Some people do not have the comfort of knowing that. And I just couldn't imagine going through this life without it. Let me show you something in Matthew 9. Turn with me over to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew 9, the end of the chapter, verse 35, it says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36 says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I could not imagine the horror of being a helpless, defenseless, lost sheep without a shepherd. Just a lost sheep out in this crazy world without a shepherd. I looked up the job of a shepherd on the internet. The responsibilities of an actual shepherd. There are still men in the world who shepherd. I looked up what are the responsibilities of a shepherd. What is the job of a shepherd? And this is what it said. It said, shepherds must be on call for their sheep around the clock. And I like that. Around the clock. Nighttime is always harder than daytime. But a shepherd must be on call for his sheep around the clock. It said a shepherd's primary responsibility is the safety and welfare of the flock. Now think about that. All right. If a man is going to be a shepherd and take the responsibility of a shepherd and let it be known, I'm a shepherd, then his primary responsibility is the safety and welfare of the flock. I just adore that. I wrote in my notes, repeat that a bunch of times. That's the primary responsibility. Safety and welfare of the flock. It said a shepherd must graze the animals, herding them to areas of good forage. He must bring them to places of good food. He must be constantly bringing them to good food. While keeping a watchful eye for plants that are poisonous to the sheep. All right, now, forget about all the outside dangers. Forget about wolves and forget about all those things. A shepherd has to watch out for the danger that a sheep will bring upon himself. Not only does a shepherd have to watch out for outward dangers, a shepherd has to watch out for the dangers that a sheep will just bring upon himself. A long time ago, I read in another article that sheep follow each other. And if one jumps off a cliff, they will all jump off the cliff. Blind leaders of the blind. And most animals out in the wild, they know not to eat poisonous plants. But apparently sheep don't. They'll just eat it and eat it. It said a shepherd is the sheep's only defense. And it is the shepherd's responsibility to use any means necessary to protect the sheep from danger. It said, like all other animals, sheep are susceptible to disease. And they must also be monitored during the lambing process, delivering lambs. I love how it said, our Lord will very gently lead those that are with young. It said, because they work in isolated areas far from veterinary services, it is the shepherd's responsibility to administer medication and to respond to all injuries and needed medical treatment. The shepherd also has to be the physician. Has to. It said, during the lambing season, the shepherd must make frequent checks on the ewes at all hours of the day and night. He cannot take his eyes off of them. He has to keep his eye on them at all hours of the day and night. It said, many animals shed their own hair in the spring, but sheep must be shorn. Now, I know you've seen pictures of sheep just loaded with wool, just absolutely loaded with thick wool, who have been laying in the mud. You've seen pictures of sheep that they've just been laying in mud and filth, and it is just matted in their wool. It's just caked onto them and into them, and it's just filthy, nasty. They just stink. Horrible. They can't get rid of it. They won't, and they can't. They must be shorn. They must be. The internet said if a sheep shearer is not available, it's the shepherd's responsibility. For their own good, for the sheep's own cleanliness, he must be the one to do it. So the shepherd is the one who has to feed them and protect them and heal them and keep a watchful eye on them and keep them clean. That's what a shepherd has to do. That's what a sheep needs somebody to do for it. And that's what I need somebody to do for me. That's why I find so much comfort, so much happiness, so much peace every time I hear these five words. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He is the one who will feed me. He's the one who will feed me. He is the one who will protect me. He is the one who will heal me. He is the one who will keep his eye on me. And he's the one who will keep me clean. I'll dirty myself again and he'll keep me clean. The Lord is my shepherd. And the Lord is your shepherd too. If you need what I need, if you're in the same condition I'm in, with the same need that I have, then he's your shepherd too. He is the shepherd of every sheep who needs a shepherd. You know, election is just so beautiful. It is so wonderful. So many have ruined that precious, precious declaration by thinking, you know, God has chosen these and shunned everybody else. It's not the case at all. Man, by nature, he doesn't need a shepherd. Election is what makes men and women need a shepherd. That's what it does. If you want to know what election is, it makes dirty, filthy sheep who have no need in themselves for a shepherd, all of a sudden it makes them cry, I need a shepherd. And if that's what you need, then he is the shepherd of every sheep who needs a shepherd. Every sheep who on his own is lost and hungry and defenseless and sick and vile and filthy. If that's you, like it's me, then go to Matthew 11 with me. Matthew chapter 11. If we are truly miserable, helpless sheep in need of a shepherd, then this is what the Lord has to say to us. Matthew 11, verse 28. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I'll give you rest. That's something I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave that statement. I'll give you rest. I will take the labor. I'll take the load and I'll give you rest. And I'll rejoice while I'm doing that for you. I will rejoice while I'm giving you rest. Look with me at Luke 15. Luke 15, verse 3. He spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I found my sheep, which was lost. That's a good shepherd. He said, My sheep will go astray, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. And he said, I'll leave everything and I'll go after that sheep. And I will not stop until I find that sheep. And I'll lay that sheep on my shoulders. I won't whip that sheep and drag that sheep. I'll lay that sheep on my shoulders and I'll carry the load. And I'll be so happy, rejoicing. And I'll come back and tell all my friends, rejoice with me, I found my sheep. That's a good shepherd. That's the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. He's the shepherd above all shepherds. He's the shepherd who did for his sheep what no other shepherd would do. Look with me at John 10. John 10, verse 1, he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And they do. We do, don't we? Verse 5, he said, A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I'm the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life. And they might have it more abundantly. Verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He said, I'm the shepherd. I'm the door of the fold. And the scripture says he made himself to be a sheep. He actually allowed himself to be led as a sheep to the slaughter. And like a lamb dumb before his shearer, our Lord opened not his mouth. Like a lamb dumb before his shearer. Sunday we mentioned how our Lord washed the disciples' feet with the towel that he girded himself with. And he wore their filth on himself. Well, like a sheep before his shearer, in all that matted filth must be cut off. Our Lord wearing all of our filth, all of our shame, all of our sin, went before the shearer, opened not his mouth, led as a lamb to the slaughter. And why did he do that? Why did he do that for the sheep? It's because the scripture says the Lord laid on him. The Lord laid on the shepherd all the filth of the sheep, all the iniquity, all the sin of all his sheep. And in Him bearing the sin and dying to put away all their sin, that was Him sustaining them. In that moment when He did that, that was Him sustaining them. And that was Him protecting them. You know, we have worries and trouble in this life, but the great worry and trouble is yet to come. And He said, I'm going to protect you. Our God said, no man can see me and live. That's why I'm going to put you in a safe place. And I'm going to cover you. And I'm going to protect you. And our Lord doing that for His sheep, that was Him sustaining them. That was Him protecting them. That was Him healing them. That was Him keeping them. He said, I kept them. That was Him making them clean. By the one sacrifice of Himself, He perfected His sheep forever. Verse 11 right here, He said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. But I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Verse 27, He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That makes me want the Lord to be my shepherd. And the good news from our God is, He is. The Lord is our shepherd. Now go with me back to Psalm 23. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. There's a reference right there to Isaiah 40. It says there that He's going to lead you and He's going to feed you like a shepherd. He's going to carry you in His arms. It says, the Lord Jesus Christ is my shepherd. I shall not want. If we could just believe that, if we could just trust that, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to see to that. We are not going to lack. We are not going to lack. We are not going to be without anything we need. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, eternally. We're not going to lack. When that day comes that we're standing before Him, desiring to enter into His kingdom, it will not be said to one of His sheep, there is still something that you lack. You remember whenever our Lord said that to that man? He said, there's one thing you lack. The Lord, that man came to Him and said, I've done all those things. I got all these. He said, nope. There's one thing you lack. That will never be said to one of God's sheep. That's amazing. When they walk up, it will never be said to them, there's still one thing that you lack. You lack something necessary for you to enter into these green pastures of rest. Never be said. Not if the Lord is our shepherd. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's what His Word does for us. We come in sometimes in such turmoil and in such distress, just absolutely torn all to pieces. All of us do. just absolutely torn all to pieces. And then we open His Word together. We sit right here in the fold, in the green pastures of the fold. We open His Word together and we hear again what He has to say to us. We hear His voice. We know Him. We don't follow strangers. We hear again what He has to say to us. And every time we truly hear it, it makes us lie down. For 1 minute, we just get 1 minute in here to just lie down. It makes us lie down in these wonderful, beautiful green pastures. And we enjoy again. We had it before, and when we went out in the world and it's turmoil and chaos, and we come back in and we enjoy once again these quiet, peaceful, still waters of the Word. And when we do, it restores our soul. That's what verse 3 says. He restoreth my soul. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Not paths of worry and doubt and confusion and sin. We find those paths. That's all we find out there. That's all we find out there. Worry, doubt, confusion, and sin. That's all we find. But in the fold of His Word, when He brings us back to the green pastures of the Word, every time we're led back to the paths of Christ, who is our righteousness. He leads us in paths of righteousness. The Scripture says, His name shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Every time we're led back to Christ, we're led back to righteousness, holiness, perfection. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He will protect us. It's the shepherd's responsibility to do whatever is necessary to protect the sheep. And you know what was necessary? The death of the shepherd. He will protect us. He has protected us. He's going to protect us. He's going to make provisions for us. He's going to provide. You know, as we go through these, I thought about Jehovah Jireh. All the names of Jehovah. The Lord is going to provide. Verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You prepare a whole table. Verse 5 says, he's going to bless us. It goes on to say, thou anointest my head with oil. And his blessing is going to be more than we can contain. It says, my cup of rest, my cup of peace, my cup of restoration in Christ, my cup of security, my cup of comfort, my cup of provision, my cup of blessing, my cup. Each one of us can say that. My cup runneth over. It just runneth over. So realizing all of that, this is the only conclusion we can come to. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy. That means grace and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Honestly, if you are a sheep of the shepherd, if you are a sheep in need of a shepherd, if you're a child of the father, a bride of the husband, this is the fact of the matter. Goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. You can take that as an eternal promise for God. He did not say, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. He didn't say that. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. We may not always see it as being goodness and mercy. We may not always see it that way, but the great shepherd of the sheep said it is. It is. Can't you imagine, you know, sheep? I can't imagine anything going through the mind of a sheep. But when the shepherd says, come over here, and the sheep doesn't want to leave that spot, the green pastures are over on this side. The great shepherd of the sheep said, it is. It is. It always is. That's all that it is. To every one of his sheep, this is what he says. When your time of being herded through this life is over. Do you ever feel like you're just being herded through this life? Herded through the thorny pastures of this world. When that's over, he said at the end of verse 6, you are going to dwell forever in the house of the Lord. After all this is over, God's sheep will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dwell in the pleasant land of the shepherd. The pleasant land of the shepherd. And he worded it this way in Ezekiel 34. I'm going to close with this, all right? We're going to close with this one. Go with me to Ezekiel 34. This sounds so good to me. So good to me. I look forward to this. Ezekiel 34. Verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and will feed them with judgment. Verse 22, he said, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. That's speaking of Christ. The top of my page says this is the kingdom of Christ. It goes on to say, he shall feed them and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. And will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. That's what we need. Showers of blessing. We need mercy drops to fall all around us. Verse 30, he said, thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them And that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord. And you, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men. And I'm your God, saith the Lord God. Doesn't that sound so good? Our Lord said, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And why is that? Why is that His good pleasure? It's because the Lord is our shepherd. That's why. All right.